Melissa Makos. It's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, 92.7 in Hilton Island, and we're presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. And we're at their coaches seminar.
Yes.
And
yeah, the coaches seminar, the Chatham Orthopedic Associates coaches seminar, is going on right now at Calvary Day School. Come on over here. It's from 9 to 12. And it's an amazing opportunity, Carl, for coaches and, you know, just athletes in general to look at what the physicians, physical therapists, and sports medicine trainers do, especially stuff like, you know, now that we're high heavy into football season. And I say that with respect to the fact that we're still into scrimmages and stuff, but you know, these kids have been out there training and practicing, and it's so very important to learn about conditioning and proper warm-up, injury prevention. That's a big one. You know, we talked to Stuart Fife about that, and Chatham Orthopedic Associates is also all about that prevention of some of these injuries. That, you know, if an injury is preventable, I'm all about it, Carl, because the last thing you want to see is some of these athletes go down, you know, in a preseason game with an ACL tear, like we saw the kid from the Redskins, you know,
is the running back,
yeah,
right?
He's done for the season, and I'm sure that could have been prevented. But at the same time, think about concussions and think about all these head injuries, detection, treatment, heat illness. Heat illness is a big one. It's wicked hot out here in the dirty South, right? Especially during these fall, and I say that with a little smirk on my face, because fall around here in Savannah, Georgia is 85 degrees, right, with high humidity. So it's important to make sure that you're on top of it when it comes to some of these preventable things. It's free. Breakfast, snacks, gifts to all coaches attending. It's the first annual coaches seminar, Carl. Goes from 8:30 until 12. Just come on out. It's already started, but you know, come on over to Calvary Day School. We are right off of Waters and Paulson, and you may see that new beautiful field that they have here at Calvary, that new turf field, one of, what, four in the country?
Yes.
Yes. So all coaches are invited from youth, middle, and high school, so come on over.
Yeah, and the lineup for the seminar, Dr. Wheeler, Dr. Spencer Wheeler, who is the man behind Chatham Orthopedic Associates, he's up there now. He's talking. Then they'll have he's introducing the keynote speaker, Cassie Russell, at 9:10, which he'll go on in about 4 minutes. At 9:30, we got conditioning, proper warm-up, as Melissa said, 9:45, shoulders, 10 o'clock, elbow injuries, 10:15, ACL injuries, and 10:30, concussions, 10:45, heat illness. You can come in at any time between 9 and 11, 9 and 12. Come on down. We're waiting for you to get here, and we're live at the chapel on the campus of Calvary Day School, the Calvary Baptist Temple. We're sitting right in front of the school. We're not over by the football field, so come look for us. Get some important information. And being a coach for a long time, prevention is key. You can't wait till it happens. You got to take control before it happens.
Absolutely. I wish I had something like this when I was playing. But this is great for me right now with CrossFit and spin, because there's so many things that you can do to make sure that you are still staying active, because there's nothing worse, I know, for me mentally, to be on the shelf with an injury, although being on the shelf sometimes is good for your mental capability as well as your overall health. So, yeah, come on out.
Come on out. Join us. Okay, and we're ready to go. Our lineup for this morning should be a great lineup, as we usually do at 9:15. It's going to be Fitness First with the Makos and the athletic director and coach from Calvary Day School, Chad Griffin. So he'll fill us in on what's going on here. The man has lost about 50 pounds, so we got to find out how he did this. Is it 50?
Close.
I'm close. I'm telling you.
49.
I could see it's a big difference, and he's working his butt off doing it. Then at 9:30, we're supposed to have the man behind Chatham Orthopedic Associates, Dr. Spencer Wheeler, come on. And then at the end of the show, we'll turn two with the Coach Makos. We'll take two key topics and a lot going on right now.
Yes, sir.
That we can talk about. Game number two, 10:03. We'll come back and introduce the show. Our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week will come on about 10:15, 10:17. He committed way back in June to play at North Carolina State, joining the Calvary Connection over there, I think. And that's Dylan McMahon. Then we got the Savannah Morning News new sports reporter, Travis Judon, coming on at 10:35, local kid out of Country Day.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Chad. I mean, Calvary, Country Day Christian, I know all your rivals.
It's okay. We're family.
It's okay with Chad because they're local kids and they're doing good and he's happy about it.
Doing well.
And then we'll close out the show with three out the door. Doing good.
Doing well.
We do what we do. You know what I mean?
I do know what
you mean. As the kids say, stop being lit, okay?
Lit? No, lit is a good thing. If you're lit, that means you're on fire.
That means you're good. I mean, you know your English. I mean, you are an English teacher.
I did learn a new terminology yesterday.
What was that?
Trash.
Isn't trash where you take the garbage out?
Yes, but trash, it's like, man, that's trash. Yeah, no, it's bad.
Well, yeah, trash is bad, isn't it?
I know,
it's
but
garbage.
It's just the way that it was said was, I'm like, what? Okay. Going to learn a whole new language from these kids over at Islands. I'm loving it.
All right, let's go to the scoreboard quick. We got 4 minutes to do this, and we start off with our pro teams right away. Atlanta Braves, 63-50, tied for first place. You got to love it.
Yeah, and Kevin Guzman, how about a debut at the STP, right?
At SunTrust Park.
Yeah, he had it going on. So the Braves won 10-1 over the Brewers.
Brewers, who were a hot team a couple of weeks ago, and now they're on a losing skid.
And that's what I love about these sports, Carl, is because you've got so many highs and so many lows. And like I always told you, the Braves, you got to be peaking at the right time. You had Nick Markakis on fire at the dish, 3 RBI, Johan Carmago. Two RBI.
Ender and Sarte drove in 4 runs.
Yeah, so the Braves have won for the 9th time in 12 games, and that's what I'm talking about.
10-1 last night over the Brewers. They'll be back at it today at 7:10 on SunTrust Park. We are your flagship. But this is what's going on, so I want you to know why I'm giving you crazy looks.
Okay.
It's like something going on with this headset. It's coming in one ear, going out the other. It's just throwing me off. I mean, it's mental. You know, it's messing up the electric waves here. I mean, it's really bad. It's really bad.
So, you want to switch?
No, you'll go crazy too. I'll switch the mics when we get into a break. So
see, I'm already crazy, Carl. I just go normal every
okay.
now and then.
She's already crazy. Okay. All right, we are your flagship station for the Atlanta Braves, Falcons, Hawks, and of course Georgia sports. All right, today for the Brewers, they'll throw left-handed pitcher Wade Miley. 2-1, 2.10 ERA. He'll make his 8th start of the season, his first in 3 years against the Braves. And then we supposedly got the number one pitcher on the staff of the Braves, Julio Teheran, going tonight. He's allowed 15 runs, 13 in his last 3 starts, hopefully. And he's not a very good pitcher at home, so hopefully that'll turn around tonight.
Yes.
Go ahead. NFL Falcons dropped their first preseason game against the
J-E-T-S.
Jets.
They were shut out, but I tell you what, Sam Darnold, Carl, you have to be psyched about that. I know it's preseason. I know the only 7 plays, whatever he played, but the Jets looked good.
He'll never live up to the greatest rookie quarterback in Jet history.
But yes.
At Alabama, Joe Namath.
Yeah, well, who can live up to that? So Matt Ryan played a little bit. He played the first series for the Falcons. Completed one loss. It was for completed one pass for a loss, and but he was replaced by Matt Schaub. He was 9 of 9, 54 yards. Played the rest of the first half, but you know, Matty Ice is going to.
Well,
be
Julio Jones didn't play. Devontae Freeman didn't play. Matt, the kicker, Mike Bryant,
Matt Bryant
didn't play. So you know, it's preseason.
It's preseason. Don't
but,
freak
you know,
out. Being, so.
But you know, this is what I'm going to tell you right now. Being a high school coach for such a long time. I could care less if we won our scrimmage game.
Yeah, I know.
In the 6 years I was at Groves, we did not win one scrimmage game. If you go by a score, what I look for is what the kids could do, who's going to step up, who's going to be the backup to the starter. That's what you do. But, you know, everybody, well, pro football, everybody puts a big deal on scrimmages. It's not. You're looking at the kids that you want to see who's going to make the team.
I also think, Carl, that we're so hungry for football that we watch this and then we get, you know, visions of grandeur when we see that the Browns are undefeated during, you know, preseason, and we all know how that story plays out. But I do enjoy it, but I fell asleep last night during it. And so anyway, so we have next Friday at the 17th, the Chiefs are in Atlanta. First official game. They play some team out of Philadelphia. I don't know who they are.
Super Bowl champions. The Eagles, okay.
Yeah.
Savannah Bananas end the season at 38-15. Best record in the Coastal Plain League this season. They finished unbelievable. They won 17 out of their last 21, but fell short at the most important time in a quest for a second title, and they lost 3-0 to the High Point Thomasville High Toms, who then lost in the championship to the Moorhead City Marlins. So, but a great year. I mean, 56 straight sellouts, 110,000 fans came through the turnstiles at Grayson Stadium.
I think that the Bananas could lose every game and they still would have that turnout. It's a great experience. You get Wooden Bat League baseball as well as, you know, just fun in the park. So,
yeah. All right, we got to go quick here. PGA Tour, Brian Harman's playing at the at the PGA Championship in St. Louis, Missouri. Second round suspended. He was through nine holes. He was at tied for 75th at one over. Projected cut now will be even par. So they're playing the second round this morning. They're finishing. They'll go to third round this afternoon. PGA Champions Tour last weekend, the 3M Championship. He finished tied for 20th at 9-under. Tied for 20th at 9-under, Gene Sowers. So we'll get to that. Latino American Tour, our PGA Tours, Tim O'Neill and Mark Silvers. Great representation in the Georgia Open. Tim O'Neill wins it. Tim O'Neill, you know, longtime Savannian pro, shot 8-under, par 64. One going away at the 67th Drip Fusion Georgia Open at the Ford Plantation in Richmond Hill. They had to come over a soggy weekend also. And Mark Silvers wound up finishing fifth. Tied for 10th. And Savannah amateur Doug Hansel finished 28th.
Savannah State Volleyball, they open on Monday. They'll kick off the 2018 season with the first official practice. Head coach Edric Poiters returning for his third season, 14th overall. Lady Tigers do return six athletes. And so we look forward to seeing the Lady Tigers get after it. And the football team, ooh, yeah, Carl.
They're practicing right now on the turf at T.A. Wright Stadium. Four Tigers were named to the Phil Steele preseason All-MEAC list. Defensive lineman Stephen Banks shot at the NFL. Punt returner Jermichael Baldwin, unbelievable, electrifying last year. I watched him a lot. Defensive lineman Brandon Carswell was named to the second team. And our very own was an Ashley Deering Award winner out of H.V. Jenkins High School, 13 tight end Paris Baker. Pretty special.
Next week, 1 p.m., they've got their team scrimmage.
Right. Go ahead, soccer.
Orange and blue. Well, man, maybe it's just a
It's me. It's not you.
Okay.
You're hanging out with me.
SCAD women's soccer, they're predicted to finish fifth in the
Sun Conference.
The Sun Conference. The preseason poll, they are slated to finish fifth. They received 65 points. Last season they were 9-8-1, so they can definitely improve upon that. Hopefully they'll have a good year this year. University of South Carolina Beaufort got picked to finish ninth. And guess what? Coaches aren't allowed to vote for
That's
their
the
own
best
team.
Thing about this love ranking. It. The coaches can't vote for their own team. Football excitement, college football, 14 days away. UGA gets Savannah Christian superstar, ex-California Golden Bear, Demetrius Robinson, eligible to play this season. I'm excited because he's in town. We can watch him every weekend. Not like I had to wait till 11, 12 o'clock to watch him at night. So I'm excited about it. That's another feather in Kirby Smart's cap.
Yep.
Recruited him when he was at Savannah Christian to come to Alabama. Chose California. Now he's back at Georgia. We're excited about that. Today at the prettiest little stadium in the United States, Boston
Absolutely,
Stadium.
Yeah, the Eagles are going to scrimmage at 5:30. They've got the Meet the Eagles Fan Fest, so come on out, check that out. It's at 1 o'clock, and then the scrimmage is at 5:30. And Georgia Tech's football, their annual fan day, is also set for today, 3 p.m. at Bobby Dodd. 3 p.m.
The mission is free, yes.
Yep.
High school football 6 days. The first ESPN Savannah High School football game, fueled by a market, will be Jenkins at New Hempstead in Pula Stadium. Pre-game show starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be myself and PJ Zucco doing the pregame. Then Kevin Thomas will come in and do the color during the game at 7:30. I'll do the he does the play-by-play. I'll do the color, so it'll be excited. PJ Zucco will do the halftime and post-game show. So we got a full slate next week. Here you go. It's 0 week, but these are the games of for local teams. Effingham is at Evans. Jenkins playing at New Hampstead, Long County at South Effingham, Memorial Day at May River, Richmond Hill at Grovetown, Savannah Country Day at Athens Academy, and on Saturday in the Irk Russell Classic, Benedictine will take on Burke County. Local news, well, we're right here right now.
We are right here, Carl. It's the Chatham Orthopedic Associates, their first annual coaches seminar right here at Calvary Day School. Come look for us. We're under the ESPN tent. It's free. You get some goodies, some snacks, some breakfast, and then you get to hear from amazing physicians talking about some of the most important things when it comes to sports, concussion prevention, injury prevention, heat illness, which we know is big around here. All coaches are invited. Come on out. You know, it started at 9, but
you can
get
walk
out here.
Right up right now.
There's a whole bunch of different seminars going on, and so come on out and get some free advice about injury prevention.
Over at Islands High School, we got the Chatham County Volleyball Open for the Chatham County schools, and some schools come from out of town. 9 o'clock, Islands High School. Not next week, but the week after, we're doing a live remote right in Daffin Park. We got the Saucony Savannah Arts Academy Cross Country Kickoff Classic. Over 400 runners come to this from around the state.
I love this. I love this event. And if you aren't a runner, just go check it out, and you're going to be motivated to want to go running. And it's a lot of high school kids doing good.
And then the other live remote we'll be doing on
September 8th.
September 8th at 8 o'clock. We'll be at Orleans Square for the 2018 Tunnel to Towers 5K Run Walk in Savannah. You can go sign up at tunneltotowers.org. Go to Savannah. Click on it. Get involved. All right, Melissa, we ran over?
We always do.
Next up, we're going to talk a little fitness first with the man himself, the athletic director, soccer coach, you name it, he does it here at Calvary Day School, Chad Griffin. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos, right here on the campus of Calvary Day School at the Chatham Orthopedic Associates Coach Seminar going on right now. Come on down. It goes till 12 o'clock. They got some great speakers right now. Keynote speaker Cassie Russell is going strong, and it's all about prevention. Preventing athletes, our youth, middle school and high school athletes, from getting a serious injury or illness. And that's what coaches need to know about, and that's what Chatham Orthopedic Associates is doing today. And it's that time in the show. It's Fitness First with the Makos, and our guest, the man himself. This man has lost over at least 40 pounds. I know I'm making him blush here. He's a very modest, humble guy, but he looks great. I wish I could do that too. And he's joining us now on ESPN Radio, the Coach of Makos, Chad Griffin. Chad, always a lot of fun, and you're melting away here, buddy.
Man, been working on it, and you can do it too, Carl.
I will.
You can
do it too. I got one knee done.
I know, I see that.
The other knee is getting done December 14th. I tried hitting some ground balls the other day to the girls, the softball team, and the left knee just kept buckling, so it's got to be done so I can get on a bike and do things like that. Miss Makos, are you ready to go? Yeah, she's coming over here. She's going to join me. She's going to step in the middle of the two guys. She's going to make us look good.
Always.
Always making us look good. So it's Fitness First with the Makos and the coach, Chad Griffin.
Yeah. Carl's handing me the microphone. We can go back and forth. Yeah, why not? So what did you do? Tell us about your weight loss journey and what prompted you to decide to drop some LBs.
Here, it's funny. I was 175 my first day of my senior year in college. I played soccer in college at UNC Pembroke. And first day of my senior year, I tore my ACL, and from that point on, it just went kind of south. Went north, obviously. And so, you know, I started putting on a little weight because I wasn't as active and fit as I was. And back then in 97, ACL was a year and a half. And I watched one of my good friends go through it, and I'm like, man, I'm finishing up. I'm going to graduate on time. I don't want to, you know, go through that. And then unfortunately I started putting on weight, you know, and it just didn't get any better. Then moved to, you know, continued to coach in college, got to Calvary in 02, and just kind of let it get out of hand, you know, a bit.
You could have benefited from this conference that we're having right now, the injury prevention.
I could have. And, but saying that, Dr. Hoffman did my ACL. I didn't have ACL surgery till I got to Calvary, in 02, and Dr. Hoffman did my surgery. And but really, you know, it was being married, looking at my two kids, and realizing that, one, I was a good athlete when I was in college, and I want to get back to looking and feeling that way. And it was just a conscious decision to, you know, I was turning in my latter 30s, and I was like, man, I just got to make that lifestyle choice. And that's what it is. It's just a lifestyle choice. And I just started basically cutting calories. It wasn't totally over top, you know, fitness and cardio all the time. But it was just, you know, watching what I eat, eating the right things, and learning that if I eat the right things consistently, you put the right things in your body, you know, you can lose weight at a pretty good pace.
And what a good role model, because a lot of times when we get a little bit older, it's more difficult to lose weight. And I just know when I was in high school and college, all I had to do was go run, and I could drop 10 pounds like that. Now at 42,
yes,
forget about it. I mean, I look at a French fry and there goes my hips, right?
About it.
Yeah, so just how would you motivate somebody that might be in your position, you know, a little bit older, not us young pups anymore, to say you can do it?
You just know that you can. I mean, don't get frustrated if you don't drop, you know, 5 or 10 pounds in the first week or two. And that's usually what happens, is people don't immediately see results. And they just stop, and they're like, I can't do this. You can. If you just stay with it and be persistent and change your diet to the right things. And like I said, it is a lifestyle change. You know, you can't stop cold turkey either. And if you just say, hey, I'm not going to have like one slice of pizza, or I'm not going to have like bread or whatever. You know, sometimes one, your body kicks back and it'll fight you on it. And two, it's like anything else. You try to stop smoking or drinking. I mean, like just totally cold turkey on that. It's so hard to do. So, you know, I allow myself one cheat meal. And from doing that, I was able to sustain, you know, that way and keep going. And so that was the biggest thing. I just, instead of eating a whole pizza like I did, one slice, you know, instead of eating, you know, two cheeseburgers, I ate a turkey burger. You know, instead of fries, it was salad. And so it's just changing that, but, you know, allowing myself just a little bit from time to time, and that kind of quenches it.
And you're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We're talking to the athletic director, head coach, you name it, he does it here, drives the bus, cleans the floors. You knew he'll do anything he has to do here at Calvary Day School, and that's Chad Griffin. Good friend of mine, love talking to him, having him on the show, and we're talking about fitness first and how he's dropped all the weight. And, you know, you got to educate yourself.
Yes.
And that's what I tell the kids when I teach them personal fitness. You know, am I a good role model? I've been heavy my whole life. I think I was 220 pounds in ninth grade. That's why I went from being a quarterback to the center, because they needed somebody big on the line. I'm not joking you. I mean, I wasn't fast. That was one of the problems, too. But, you know, it's been a life struggle. I've gotten up to about 310 pounds when I left Gross High School in 2007. But with a lot of dedication, changing my lifestyle, even walking 20 minutes a day,
yes.
I got back down to 250. But then I ballooned back up to 290, but I've got down to about 270 now just because of the operations and watching what I'm eating. And I can't eat the whole pizza anymore either.
Yeah.
My wife's shocked when I only have two slices. So it's a life change. All right, now we're going to throw the other hat on. Beautiful facility, beautiful place here. We're sitting at the Calvary Baptist Temple, and you got a great seminar going on here. You guys get involved in all of it.
We try to. I mean, I think one of it being the central location we are in Middle Midtown, it's just an easy access for everybody. And that's kind of what we've always been about, this school, this church, everything else. We want to be a community-involved place. And this place never shuts down. It doesn't. It's open 365 all the time. And we constantly talk about, you know, we got people coming in using our gym space, using our field space. We got, whether it's Tormenta or the Clovers or Savannah United, you know, club volleyball and everybody else coming through here.
Or other schools, and it's not just private schools. You also help out the public schools.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we have public schools here that are playing games and everything else. And so, you know, it's just, if we have the ability to host something or let people be here, why not? Because that's, in essence, what we're trying to do. You want to be servant leaders in the community and servant leaders to everybody else, and you have the ability to have access to do that. Why not?
You cannot drive down Paulson without seeing the beauty that is that new field. And the fact that it's one of four in the country, I know before I leave here, I'm definitely going to walk on it because it's like walking on gold, I guess.
I'm going to coin it right here on the radio. It's the Green Monster, and the Green Monster is beautiful. Not MC Anson Field at the corner of 6th Theater and Paulson. It's the Green Monster, because I'm telling you, when you drive this thing in engulfs you, it mesmerizes you, and it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this in a long time, especially here in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, it is. We've been, like I said, we've been very blessed. Special Sports, you know, is now Special Sports Complex, and Pam Grimes, and there was just so many amount of people that helped in this project. And we were talking last night to John Sanders at Windsor. He's like, remember last year we had to move this game to Memorial Stadium because it had rained so much we couldn't get on the field? And that's kind of what happened is, you know, we had to move three games last year and then, you know, to different venues, and we finally got down to Daffin. And our parents were like, well, how do we get this? Well, it costs money, and we're not going to raise tuition. And, you know, Dr. Taylor's like, everything's got to be privately funded. And so people started we've been very good, you know, getting people to have a philanthropic mindset, which they really hadn't had before because we've never really asked. You know, sometimes when you become a servant leader, you don't really ask a lot. You always give. But, you know, this place needed this more than anything else. With, you know, 14 teams and one field for everything, if there was a school that needed this field, it was us. And so we've been very, very blessed by it. And in turn, we're giving that back and let everybody that can possibly use it. We're going to host Memorial Day School here. Bethesda's going to play here. I think Chatham County's got a game here. And so, I mean, we've been blessed, and so we're trying to bless others as well.
What I love about it, and this has been, you know, my issue that I've had since I moved down south, you have home field advantage when you play. How big is that for your players and for your athletes and your school to build that community and to have a home field such as this?
It is. It's nice, considering that about 85% of everything else we do is off campus. Our baseball's off campus, softball's off campus, cross country, tennis, everything else. And so to have this here and for our guys to be able to walk out of the locker room, round to the field, is just an awesome experience. And we've been so incredibly blessed by it. And they are super, super excited. You know, the fact that now it rains every afternoon in Savannah, yep. Like just set your clock to 3:30. And then as soon as it gets done raining, they're walking out on the field, and we're not having to bus them down to Daffin or go practice in the gym. You know, so it's been great just to be able to walk out there and play and just have that facility.
Hey, I lost the son in one of those puddles during a game against Savannah Christian. I couldn't find my son Dominic. He made a catch on the far sideline, which was the worst place that had flooded. Next thing I know, there's no white uniform. There's red uniforms on top, and he was submerged in the water.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still the fact that it drains like it does at 16 inches an hour. I don't think we'll have the unless we
16
have
16 inches an hour.
That's what they say. Unless we have now, I tell you, about three Fridays ago, we had that flash flood when it rained 5 inches in 30 minutes.
Yes.
Well, our field was fine, but Paulson flooded, of course.
Yeah.
And so when Paulson flooded, all the water
comes up.
Came onto our field. It was like just watching a slow ocean just rise across the field. But besides that, I mean, it all went away, and it was good.
All right, wrap it up. Anything special you want to let people know? Anything going on? First home game? First official home game?
Yeah, so we just wrapped up two scrimmages, against Butler High School last week and Windsor Forest last night. Great game. We came out, 124-21. I tell you, that's impressed with Coach Busby and those guys and what they're doing at Windsor. A lot of great athletes over there. And, well, Tim Adams being their offense coordinator, you can see a difference in them. So that's super exciting. Then we host our first home game here on the 24th versus Johnson, which is also Military Appreciation First Responders Night. And then the 31st, we'll host Islands High School, which will be a massive game
for
all of us. So we're super excited about that.
Well, Chad, always a pleasure. Melissa, you want to give him a little kudos on his fitness?
Yeah, I'm really impressed. And what the best thing I like about it is there were no gimmicks. There was no tricks. There were no treats.
There's no magic pill.
Watch your calories, get out there, work on your fitness. And yep. And that's what it really is all about.
It is.
What's your degree in, anyways? If you were, got a chance to go back to being a teacher.
I have a history degree with a minor in criminal justice. I have a master's in educational administration. I'm working on a second master's in sports administration from Columbia University.
How do you find time to do this?
I don't sleep a lot.
Her name is Sherry.
My wife is. I've been very blessed. And speaking of that, I got to give them some kudos. They went 2-0 yesterday up in Augusta with softball opening up. And so they took on Lakeside Evans 1-7-3. And then they won their first one 3-2 yesterday. So they go back out today at 12 and noon.
Well, you guys juggle the family, the sports, everything here. You do a great job. Like I said, it's always a lot of fun having you on. And Cali Day School is a big supporter of the coach in Mekos, and we appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up next, we're supposed to have Dr. Spencer Wheeler talking about the Chatham Orthopedic Associates Coaches Seminar. Come on out. It goes till 12 o'clock. We're here sitting right in front. You see the BSBN tent. Stop on by because it's the coach in Mekos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Call letters, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now 92.7. on Hilton Head Island. Also, we're streaming live. That's right. The Mekos and the coach are streaming live. We do this well, okay, at ESPNCoastal.com.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Mekos on ESPN Radio.
And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Coach and Mekos. We're here every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's a lot of fun. I know we joke around and we have a good time, but we're doing a live remote on the campus of Calvary Day School. Okay. Come back when you're finished. Okay, and our next guest, we're running a little over, and he's ready to get on the podium at 9:45 to talk about shoulders. So we'll have our guest probably start this. We could start the second hour with Dr. Spencer Wheeler. He's the man in charge of this whole operation across the street.
I need to go in and check out that shoulder thing, that shoulder seminar.
He's very good.
Because I had my rotator cuff and pitching all those years. So this is exciting. Mm-hmm. If you are not out here, get your booty out here because there's so much good information. Even if you
Are you sure you don't have a labrum problem in there somewhere besides your rotator cuff?
I got something going on. I did the whole cupping thing.
I'm impressed. This is a young lady that'll tell you she's 42. She's played a lot of sports and she's hurting.
Yeah, I'm hurting. There's no doubt about it. I don't wake up a day where there's not something that aches.
She's not feeling good. She's not feeling well.
Yeah, I'm not feeling well. And now that my sidekick is in Boston right now.
This is our segment where we do the coach, the Kel and Mel. Our man, Markel Blunt, is up in Boston checking out his family and his job. And we miss him here on the show. I mean, he is the back you know, the back door guy. He does all. He would help me set up the tent and everything else. But had to do that by myself. So, but
he's the looks.
But
he's,
you know,
he's the good looks behind the operation. Right?
But it's not just he's her hangout friend, her friend, her beau, whatever you want to call it. But he also is a former athlete that played big time major college football, Boston College. He knows his sports. He's up to date on. And I like his commentary on certain things because he hits home, because he has a little more than I have. Yeah, I've coached for 36 years, but I never played pro football or pro baseball, major college baseball, football, and you know, like you did. I mean, it adds so much to it.
It does.
And he's still got a lot of connections.
He sure does. And, you know, one of his good buddies that was on ESPN today, Damian Woody, who played at Boston College. And so it's really nice to hear Markell's perspective on things.
Right.
Because he isn't, what's the word? He isn't subjective. He's objective.
Right.
Even when it comes to, you know, his own sports and stuff like that. So he definitely offers a great perspective. And I'm going to call him out. I know he's listening to us right now. I'm going to call him out. That very first time that you brought him on where you were kind of like, Markell, what do you think about this? He was scared as all get out because he does not like public speaking. So but he's so good at it, right?
But, you know, we're on the radio. Nobody sees us. I mean, like you did the TV thing. I don't think I would be so nervous in front of a TV camera.
I don't know.
I'm not nervous in front of the radio. And I know I make a lot of mistakes and I rush.
It's authentic. I love it.
But it's me. But I rush too much. I got to slow down. And that's the problem. But it's just a great addition to the show when you have someone has that much experience.
And he's so good. I don't think he realizes, you know, how good he is and the perspective that he offers.
He's calm, cool, and collected.
But he rubs my feet. What I'm getting to is not like, you know, but the feet is where it all starts, Carl. So, you're on your feet all day.
Right.
So if you get a lacrosse ball and you stand on that lacrosse ball and you find those ick spots, that's what helps with your knees and helps with your hips, and it goes all the way up. And that's something that I learned at CrossFit, and I learned from Chatham Orthopedic Associates, Dr. JT Prather, is he, you know, because he's the foot doctor.
Yes.
And he's done some work on my feet. And so it starts with your feet. And so if you can get some of those icky spots out of your feet, it releases a lot of that tension and it releases a lot of that stuff. And so it's amazing. I can definitely tell a difference. And you don't have to have a Markell to rub your feet.
No.
Because I will jack you up if he rubs anybody else's feet. just get a lacrosse ball. Get somebody to get D to rub your feet. I was thinking of Sherry.
Sherry is Chad's wife.
Yes.
D's my wife.
Yes. So get D to rub your feet. D, if you're listening.
She's sitting at TA Wright Stadium watching our little boy coach with his fiance, Kate Dixon, who we had on.
Yes,
so.
She was amazing. So, so I believe it all starts with the feet. And so not trying to get all mushy, but, yes, get somebody to rub your feet or find a lacrosse ball.
Well, we're live here at Chatham Orthopedic Associates Coaches Seminar. It's the first annual. Right now, Dr. Spencer Wheeler, the man in charge of the whole kit and caboodle, is talking about shoulders. At 10 o'clock, we'll talk about elbow injuries with Dr.
Greer Nunberg.
I mean, he's new to it. I've never seen him.
Listen, elbow, that's a big one.
And then, of course, ACL joints, ACL injuries in the knee joint, Dr. Hal Hoffman. At 10:30, concussions, Dr. Stephen Donahue. And at 10:45, heat illness by the man who's in charge of sports medicine at Memorial Health, and that's Paul Cheetah. How do you get Cheetah out of that? I don't know.
Cheetah.
He says Cheetah. He doesn't say Cheetah.
Okay.
Cheetah. So.
Well, so going back to the ACL injuries, you heard Coach Griffin talk about Dr. Hoffman did his ACL.
So, sports injuries. We're here to prevent sports injuries. They want the coach here. You're a youth coach, middle school coach, high school coach. Come here. It goes till 12 o'clock. Find out what's going on. The speakers will end at 11. They'll have a question and answer session or open forum. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Ed. It's the Coach of Makos.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi. And Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach of Makos right here on the campus of Calvary Day School. We got a live remote, and it's at Chatham Orthopedic Associates Coach Seminar, first annual, and it's great to prevent injuries and know what's going on, and that's what we're here for. We got a great lineup. We got a bunch of doctors and doctors talking, and we got the head trainer over at Memorial Health coming on later on. Right now, we should be at 10:45. Dr. Spencer Wheeler is talking about shoulders, and at 10 o'clock, you can come listen to Elbow Injuries by Dr. Geir Nornberg. So we got a lot going on. Stop on by. There's some breakfast food. There's free coaches' clipboards when you walk in, and it's a good cause. Let's prevent injuries on our youth, middle school, and high school levels, no matter what sport, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, I agree, Carl, and I wish I had something like this when I was in high school. I'm sure it was around, but the fact that this is right here in your own community and it's free, I like free things, but this advice is amazing. I mean, right now you've got Dr. Spencer Wheeler talking about preventing some of these injuries and just looking at the lineup. You're talking shoulder, you're talking ACL, you're talking heat illness. This is everything that's prevalent around, you know, these sports, especially this time of the year.
Right.
And the preseason, how many injuries do we see in preseason scrimmages?
Preseason scrimmages. And, you know, like you said, okay, we're at turn two. We're going from game number two, hour number one from 9 to 10, then we're going to go to game number two from 10 to 11. We're talking about injuries. Now, colleges do not have scrimmages.
No.
They have inter-squad scrimmages.
Correct.
Before they get to their first game. Pros, we have four preseason games. High schools, you can have one or two preseason games. Do we really need preseason games? Isn't that a chance to get someone else more hurt?
I think that's why you don't see a Matt Ryan playing more than one down. I think that's why you don't see some of, you know, your franchise players playing more than, you know, 5 seconds. And if you look at it, some of these, I guess I'd have to, go back to the Google and research and look up how many big time players have hurt themselves in a preseason game in the NFL or even in high school. I'm sure that's not necessarily a statistic that's out there on the Google.
Well, I can tell you from experience. Okay, it wasn't a preseason game, but it was a spring game at the end of 10 days of, you know, not being accumulated to hitting and everything else. At Groves High School, I had a really, really good football team, and I lost my starting middle linebacker the next season for 5 games because he got hurt in that spring game. So are they really necessary? That's the question.
I was just I'm messaging back and forth with Markel here. I asked him, you know, his thoughts on preseason.
Once again, Markel Blunt is a regular on a show. He's Melissa's boyfriend, and he does a lot with us when he comes in, and he has a lot of opinions. We also have a spot with him. So, Markel Blunt, if you go to other podcasts,
he's on there.
He's on there.
So he says there's too many preseason games in the NFL. He likes when teams just practice together and scrimmage together. And he pointed out Julian Edelman from last year was lost in a preseason game. And,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the kid's name from the Washington Redskins
that just
had an ACL tear.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously I always believe, and if you look at some of these injury prevention seminars and stuff like that, you might be predisposed for a certain injury. But, in a preseason game, Carl, it's devastating.
It's devastating.
We know you can prevent it because we've got these seminars here. But I think there are too many preseason games for the NFL. High school, that's a tough one. That really is a tough one. You would have more experience with that one than I would. But I like it. But at the same time, you know, you're right. You run the risk.
For me, being a high school head coach for, I think my career spanned 16, 17 years, even though I coached 30 years, I was assistant coach for at least 12 to 14 years. As a head coach, I wanted one scrimmage game before we went into the season. And I would like to have it 2 weeks before our first game because that gives us time to work on the things that we did wrong in that scrimmage. But usually it's always the week before. And I always like spring practice. But when I like spring practice, what we did was fundamentals.
Yeah.
We didn't, you know, but, you know, the kids love the spring game. They and now you could scrimmage other teams here in Georgia, too. So it adds a little more to it. But I think there's just too much physical stress on the body when you hit so much and when you do that so much.
You know who we forgot about who had a preseason injury?
Who?
Raekwon McMillan.
That's right.
Yep, for the Dolphins.
First play last year.
Yep.
ACL.
Yep. And so, like, stuff like that is just, it's devastating.
All right. We got about 2 minutes to go here. Quickly, point number two. Are you ready for some football?
Oh.
High school football starts next Friday night. They call it a 0 week. We don't have a full slate of games, but it's official.
I'm so excited. I'm already in football mode. I can't stop watching SportsCenter. I can't stop listening to Sports Talk Radio. I'm really excited about it. I don't like the NFL preseason games, but I'll watch them.
Right, because it's football.
Yeah, it's football.
And you're seeing the guys that we didn't hear or we don't know much about or, we have no idea who they are.
Or the rookies.
Look at
your boy from the JETS, Jets.
What about Saquon Barkley for the Giants?
Right.
First time he touched the ball, he goes
39
yards, and the Giant fans are going crazy now.
Well, and then you have, Chucky back under the headset, John Gruden. So I think it's going to be a great year. I'm excited.
I don't know if you watched Sports, and I watched this morning, he went a little
Chucky yeah.
on his team, the Raiders. But,
after Marshawn Lynch, who is now a Raider, scored a touchdown but got called back on a holding penalty.
Right.
Yeah, so it's good.
It's good that
I'm
it's
excited.
Back. And I didn't get to any games last night. We had a lot of high school scrimmage games last night. Kicks off next week. We had the Battle of Pooler, which our guest will tell us about. Savannah Christian took on New Hampstead, and Savannah Christian came away with a win if you were going by scores. And then West Windsor Forest came here, took on Calvary, and there was one other one, and I'm forgetting. Savannah Christian against Pooler. BC.
Yeah.
They were partying pregame coming down Skidaway Road last night at 6 o'clock, and it was a preseason game against Toombs County, and the parking lot was packed.
Love it. We're ready for it, Carl.
We're ready for it. Next week, the ESPN High School Game of the Week, fueled by M-Market. You'll listen to Kevin Thomas doing the play-by-play, yours truly doing the color, and P.J. Zucco, our halftime commentator, end-of-the-game commentator, pre-game show host. We'll be talking high school football when Jenkins goes out to Pooler and takes on New Hampstead, so I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah, I can't wait. And then we've got some games here at Calvary.
New turf. Calvary's not opening up next week.
No. Eventually.
Eventually,
throughout,
yes.
Throughout
right,
the season.
Right.
Like Coach Chad Griffin said, they're going to share their field. I love it.
And a big one for BC. They're playing in the Irk Russell Kickoff Classic next Saturday.
Up at the Pretty Little Stadium
against Burke County, which is a pretty big school. So, you got a 5A school going against a 3A school now, plus BC playing with all the local public schools teams again. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It's going to be a good year.
All right, well. We're coming up to the end of game number one. We'll be back at 10:03, so stay tuned. Remember, you're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian. Going to go play at North Carolina State after he finishes senior year, Dylan McMahon, and then Coach and Dr. Spencer Wheeler to start off the second hour right here on ESPN. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to hour number two of the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now 92.7 on Hilton Head Island. And remember, it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. Well, Makos, we've got 1 hour in the books, and it's a great seminar that's going on right here at Calvary Day School, put on by Chatham Orthopedic Associates about injury preventions. They're trying to reach out to the youth coaches, the middle school coaches, the high school coaches. The youth, my cousin Vinny, he has a lot of youth, but it's something special when we can try and prevent something before it happens. And while you're saying, well, Chatham Orthopedic Associates is in business to help people who have it, but their main goal is they really don't want to see you if they don't have to.
I know.
And
I
the
know.
Man has seen a lot of people here from Savannah, Georgia, with athletic injuries, with injuries that, needed an orthopedic surgeon. Did you know he was a Gator? He is a Gator.
Florida Gator.
That's where you got his stuff done.
Uh-oh.
That's a little...
I was in Seminole Country for 4 years, so...
Well,
but I do like the Florida Gators.
Not a Gator? Okay, we'll clear it up. But I'm reading his bio here. It says you got your
Residency.
Okay. So we'll find out where you're...
But my good friend Jody Luther went to UF, so...
Well,
I don't mind the UF.
Joining us now at the Chatham Orthopedic Associates Coaches Seminar, the first annual... The man himself, the big reason Chatham Orthopedic Associates is one of the best orthopedic surgery centers establishments here in Savannah, Georgia, and he's been here for a long time. He'll let us know how long he's been here. And I'm sorry that I said you were a Gator. So,
well, I just want to clear that up. I'm a graduate of the University of Georgia, and I did my residency in Gainesville.
How did you go from a Bulldog to a Gator, though?
It was a hard transition, and I did not transition, but... When I got to Florida, when I was doing my residency there, Georgia won 4 out of the 5 years I was there. So I did a lot of dancing on in the hospital. So I am a Bulldog. Go Dogs.
Okay. I'm so glad that you cleared that up. It's tough being a Gator fan in Savannah, that's for sure. I know my friend Jody gets a lot of grief for it. But, yeah, Dogs. We got red and black right here.
Well, Dr. Wheeler, Spencer, you've been doing this for a long time. You've been in Savannah a long time. Putting on a clinic like this, what does it mean to you and to the organization that, you know, Chatham Orthopedic Associates is?
Well, you know, if you look at coaches and, you know, you're coaching in high school, you're coaching in middle school, you have essentially zero resources.
Yes. Yeah.
So you don't have a medical team. You don't have any help with a lot of situations and a lot of money to spend on it. So you're having to make decisions. You have trainers there many times, yes, but the trainers aren't there all the time. So you as a coach are trying to make decisions on these athletes, when they should go back in, what should I do with this child, do I need to call the parents, and you're trying to make decisions based on limited knowledge. So you have to be prepared to make them. And the purpose of our seminar is to talk about some of the typical things a coach would see and give them some information on how to deal with this, how to understand it. You know, the more they understand about it, the better they can communicate with the parents, the better they can decisions they can make about the kids when he returns to play, when he doesn't return to play, and those issues, because we all know how that goes.
This is pretty impressive. I love that thought process that high school coaches, and we don't have a lot of money to spend on that kind of stuff. So this is a tremendous thing for coaches to learn about that. What is the biggest thing that the coaches you've met so far in your career, what's the biggest thing that they need help with to focus on?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's one biggest thing, but, you know, anytime you're in a position like they are, and you're not just making medical decisions, you're making, you know, decisions on which kids are showing potential to go on to the next level, how to handle their parents in that situation. You know, you're going through so many thoughts and so many things that you don't have not only the time nor the knowledge to make proper decisions on health care. And the biggest issue that we're trying to get across is, what are the common things that happen and what can we do to prevent them? How can coaches prevent shoulder dislocations? How can coaches prevent ACL tears? How can coaches prevent heat exhaustion and all those things? And I think it's critical for them to get the knowledge base. They're going to be making the decisions one way or the other, so let's give them the knowledge to make the right ones.
And you're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, Hilton Head, and I'm talking to Dr. Spencer Wheeler, Chatham Orthopedic Associates. They're putting on their first coaches seminar. And coming from New York, we never had trainers. My first year of being a head football, my first 10 years being a head football coach, like you're saying, I was the trainer, I was the the medical man, I was the equipment manager, I was the head coach, you name it, I didn't get any help. And I had a basic first aid degree. And over the years, though, reading in all the literature and everything else, there's a lot of responsibility on head coaches that they don't realize.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I don't know how many kids before I got down here to Savannah, how many kids I had to try to diagnose concussions with. And I wasn't an authority on it. So this is something special. And when I got here, my first head coaching job at Jenkins High School, girls basketball coach, I coached the JV football team. I didn't know what it was like to have someone help me with all the medical stuff. It was like, you got to be kidding me. And this is something special. And the need for coaches to do this should be mandatory by the Georgia High School State Association.
I agree with that. I agree there should be training specific to this. Mandatory would be great because everybody would get it. And we all know what it's like when you're busy, you're getting ready for the season. Here you are. You don't have time to spend Saturday morning coming to a conference. So if it's mandatory, you'd get more coaches here and you'd get better results in the long run.
Well, also, you know, you think about your expertise as a doctor, to be able to give some of your knowledge to some of these coaches is huge. I mean, it's priceless, and it is. It's free here today. So what would you do to encourage coaches to come out here to listen to what you guys have to say?
If I knew the answer to that, I'd have them all here. You know, certainly we talk to them. And, you know, let me just say this about coaches, because I don't think it gets said enough. If you look at coaches in this city, and I've seen them for 25 years, and these are bright, smart, well-trained, incredible people that could have made 10 times more money in other fields, that have chosen to dedicate their lives to teaching our young women and men, and to training them and teaching them through sports. And, you know, and we all know a coach is way more than just a coach on the football field or the basketball field or the tennis field or court. They are like, I mean, when you look back at high school, who do you remember?
Coaches.
If you played sports, it's your coaches, because they have a huge impact. And I just, you know, we want to make their life easier. We want them to make better decisions with information that they need to make them. And that's what we're here for.
Well, you know, I could vouch for it. I mean, being a head coach for so many years, it's amazing what you got to do. And the first priority, of course, is student first, but it's the health and well-being of your athlete. And a lot of coaches sometimes, I feel, don't realize, you know, sometimes it's not all about the wins and losses. Sometimes you got to be aware of what this kid is going through. And it might be a physical injury. It might be a mental injury. I mean, concussions are the hardest, I think, one of the hardest injuries to diagnose.
I agree with that. And we have a neurologist speaking, Dr. Donahue, today, that does a great job. His biggest interest in life as head injuries in athletes, and he gives a great talk. I hope you get a chance to hear it.
Well, I got a question for you too. Let's talk about concussions and about how it's, you know, a big thing in NFL, college, and high schools. I feel it all starts with the coach and the trainer properly fitting the kid with the helmet. How do you feel about that?
I think that is absolutely right. A helmet that doesn't fit is like not having a helmet. It's like going back to the old days where they wore the leather.
Hey, when I played, the top of my helmet was leather, covered with a pad.
Right, right.
Over the plastic. You remember the ones that had the pads? Yeah, I wore one of those.
I do.
What do you think about these preseason games? We got these high school preseason games. What do you think, how does that impact, and what's the overall impact you've seen on injuries with preseason games?
I think if you look at all the injuries that we see, when they happen, usually the first 3 or 4 weeks, you see a huge number of injuries. And I think you can probably attribute that to lack of preseason training. So do I think preseason games are a good idea? I do. I think it gives you a chance to go out and play a half a quarter or half a game, not, you know, at full speed, but yet not taking the full, you know, game time. And I think it gives it the kids a chance to get used to it, gives the coaches a chance to get used to the situation, and I think it's a great idea. But the key is preseason conditioning, and if you're an athlete and you're getting ready to play in a sport, it takes a minimum of 8 weeks to get your cardio fit, and if you don't get your cardio fit, you're in trouble. Nothing else works. So cardio first, strength, and then, you know, conditioning second.
So do you feel that the 5 days of having your athletes get acclimated to the weather, the heat, is not enough, I guess, what you're saying?
No. Not here. Maybe in New York.
But that's all they get is 5 days. They start July 25th, and by July 31st, they're allowed to put on the pads and hit. And, you know, it's 95 degrees here. The heat index goes to 105. There are a lot of rules now that come into play that you can only do certain things, but it's something. All right, over the course of your career, what's been the biggest injury or the biggest problem that you see with high school athletics?
Lack of conditioning probably is the biggest thing that we could do as people and adults preseason. But how do you make a child do it? I mean, he's not with him. You can't have him come out there.
Well, the Georgia High School State Association rule says you can't make summer practices mandatory. That's when you're going to do your conditioning.
Right.
You're not going to have the pads. You're not allowed to put the pads on.
And I think that's the biggest issue with the injuries, number of injuries we've seen. And then statistically, we show that every year. The first 4 weeks, the most injuries. And you can relate big, big amounts of that to conditioning. I think the thing that have improved and since I've started, obviously, the headgear. And I think we're just on the edge of getting good headgear. And I think there are many parents right now that are sitting home with young kids, 8, 9, 10 years old. Should I let my child play football? Is he going to get concussions? Is it going to ruin his life? And I think those are legitimate concerns.
Right.
But I think the real issue with that, and what we have to do as the medical community, is identify the kids that are at risk. Mm-hmm. Some kids are at risk for getting that, others not so much.
Right.
And the kids that are at risk, how do we protect them? Do we not let them play? Are there certain special helmets they have to wear?
Right.
But as the headgear gets better and the rules, you know, the blocking rules are better.
Tackling blocking rules are all different now.
Has made a huge impact.
And I know you're going to laugh, and you're going to laugh. When I played high school football, the first thing they told me was put my head through the guy's chest.
Yeah.
Not my shoulder.
Now you can't lead with
that. Hit with my head. Yeah. I mean, so, you know. And
so now we know what happened to you.
Yes, now we know.
Yes.
Now we know what happened. Well, Dr. Wheeler, great job. And Melissa, I don't know, this man back in May was inducted into the Georgia Savannah Greater Athletic Hall of Fame. You deserve it. You've done a lot of good for a lot of people. Sorry. You've done well for a lot of people. English teacher correcting me all the time. So, but, you know, I mean, I appreciate you doing this. This is what we need, and great job as usual.
Well, I appreciate you having me on your show, and I appreciate the job you do for our community.
Thank you, Doctor. I hope we can do this again very soon.
We need to do it very soon. Yes. We need to do it. We need to make it mandatory that all coaches get here.
I agree.
So, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Good seeing you.
Thank you.
And I do apologize. He is not a gator. He is a bulldog.
Yes.
I read the first line of his bio. He did his residency at the University of Florida.
Carl, amazing. Amazing.
The man loves the community. He loves the people he deals with. And, you know, we got Dylan McMahon coming on next from Savannah Christian House, the Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week. He has so many connections here. He's been here for such a long time. And I do apologize. I didn't mean to call him a gator.
Well, you know what, Carl? The great thing about him is it's a Saturday morning. This is his time. He's
right.
Not getting paid for this.
Right.
And, you know, and again, this is something, why is he doing this? This is taking business away from him. So that really shows you, you know, that his heart and soul is really into it and that, you know, he does do this because he's passionate about it. And you know me, I'm all about that passion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. It's not all about just, you know, the sports. It's all about how to prevent the injuries, how to take care of our athletes, how to take care of our players. And, you know, we love talking about all the accomplishments and great things that kids do, but you know there are people in the other avenues of life that also help these kids get where they want to go.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I love what he said about coaches that you know the coaches, they're smart, they're this, they're that, they're everything, and it's true. But now you've got so much more responsibility on your shoulders than just, you know, getting these kids prepared for a game. It's so much more.
All right, well, next up, we're going to talk about a kid whose game is going to take him to the next level, following in his big brother's footsteps. Okay, and our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian Prep, senior, going into a senior year, has committed to play at North Carolina State, did that way back in June, and that's Dylan McMahon. You're listening to Coach and Vicos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, FM 104.3, 92.7 over Hilton Island. And remember, we're streaming live on ESPNCoastal.com. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to the Coach and Makos, heard every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, Hilton Head. And it's all presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving, and that's where we are right now. Live remote in front of the Calvary Baptist Temple. They're in, I don't know the name of the hall, but right now we got the coaches seminar going on, the Chatham Orthopedic Associates first coaches seminar. A lot of good topics going on, shoulder injuries, ACL, heat prevention, concussion prevention. But this is where we get to talk to the good kids. This is the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And I'm going to tell you something, Melissa. I can remember this kid was in diapers. His brothers played with my sons, and it's been a family thing watching him grow up. You know, his older brother played for the Florida State Seminoles. Does he still hold the record for most consecutive starts?
He does. He still has.
So he's a center. Is that what you're going to be, as a center?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I mean, he's following in the big brother's footsteps. The middle brother, Ben, he did his own thing. Went to UGA, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to UGA for a little bit and then to Texas A&M.
Oh, why not just go from the Bulldogs to the Aggies? He probably had a lot of fun, right?
All right.
So, but anyway, give you a background. Back in June, Savannah Christian Prep's Dylan McMahon committed to North Carolina State. He was one of the most sought after offensive linemen in the Southeast. The rising junior made a verbal commitment early in June to North Carolina State. 6'3", 290 pounds, foot center. 17 offers on the table, but we just found out it was 20, but really 30 teams are involved. But just some of the schools, Virginia, Georgia Tech, Northwestern, I don't want to make you cry, Boston College, Colorado State, North Carolina State. It runs in his family. Like I said, his older brother Ryan attended Savannah Christian for 2 years, went up to Darlington, eventually earned a scholarship to Florida State, holds the record for most consecutive starts by an offensive lineman. Right now, joining us live here at Calvary Baptist and at the Chatham Orthopedic Associates Coach Seminar, Dylan McMahon. Great job, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can remember when you were crawling and beating up your brothers and everything else, but I know they probably beat up on you, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm getting a little bigger than them now, so.
Mom and Dad, Mike and Olivia, right?
Right.
Great parents, and I enjoyed, you know, we played soccer, baseball together. But other than that, I mean, the football bug, when did you get it? When did you start playing? I mean, was it because your brothers were doing it, or did you just said, let me do this, and I want to beat up on them?
I mean, I just started. I mean, it just ran in the family. We all played football, so I just didn't think anything of it. I started around 6 years old playing for Tlahee Tigers, and then I've been playing for like 12 years now. So.
Tlahee Tigers. I'm going to jump ahead.
He's prepared with the other questions, but you can.
Okay.
Here we go. One coming off the top.
I'm good.
You were here while we were talking to Dr. Wheeler.
Right.
What are your thoughts as you are in the trenches? You are playing high school football right now. What do you think about these preseason games?
I think they're good, actually, because like in high school we don't do like a bunch of injuries get hurt off of like special teams and stuff like that. So like we don't do a lot of special teams. We're just doing offense versus defense for four quarters, and so I think it's good. It warms you up to like the game, and like most people go like varsity two quarters and then JV for the next two. But like last night we didn't do that because it's such a close game, so we just kept varsity in the whole time. But I think it gives you a good idea what the season's going to be like, and it gives you a good like path to the rest of the season.
Well, you've lived it. I mean, you've dealt with Dr. Wheeler, haven't you?
Shoulder injury. Yeah, he did my left labrum.
So, I mean, as far as athletic trainers and, of course, Chatham Orthopedic Associates, how big is that? As far as you being a football player, that knowing that you know that those guys and girls are there, Ansley right now is the trainer over there. How important is to a football player to know they have someone like Ansley on the sideline and then someone like Dr. Wheeler?
I mean, that's huge because, you know, like, if you get on the field and you can't get up, like, you got someone, you know someone's coming on the way to help you, and then, like, you just got in the back of your head, you can, like, just play all out, and even if you get hurt, someone will be there to, like, fix you and say, you're all right, and then you go back in the next play.
And if you don't know anything about Dylan McMahon, and I'm not, you know, saying this because he's here, but he's also a preseason Class A private All-State football player. He was All-State football player last year, Savannah Morning News first team. He has the accolades to go where he's going, North Carolina State. What made you want to pick North Carolina State over something like a school that she's representing here, Boston College?
Well, when I went up to North Carolina State, my first visit was like June 6th. And, like, the first impression was amazing. Like, all the coaches were coming up, dapping you up and stuff like that. And then, like, you could just tell they were family. They brought you around all the players. And then you could just tell everyone was real close. And then we went off and toured the campus. And the campus was super nice. And all their facilities are extremely nice. And then they took you in, showed you, like, a video. And the fan base was just crazy. So I just, like, fell in love with it right then and committed on the spot.
You know, Dylan, a lot of times these coaches, they come and they recruit you. And they're not just recruiting you as a football player, they're recruiting you as a person.
Right.
And they're also recruiting you for your academics. So
right.
3.9 GPA
right.
over at Savannah Christian, which is, I mean, you phenomenal
Thank
academics.
You.
How do you balance the education, the athletics, and all like the whole recruiting process? I know the recruiting process is over now, but how did you balance all of that?
I mean, really, I put football and, like, academics, like, first. Recruiting was second to me. I would just do it when I was going to bed, text coaches and stuff like that. And, like, you can ask a lot of coaches. Sometimes they'd ask to call me, and I would say no because I had homework and stuff like that. So I would just go to football and come home and do grades. And if I had time after that, I would do some recruiting stuff.
Now, how intense, you just said it, how intense was the recruiting process? Here you are, top-notch student. I know Mom and Dad were behind that, too. I mean, all this the social media stuff, how do they bombard you? I mean, tell us what the process was like. I mean, like you said, you didn't text them back till after you finished homework.
Right.
How intense is it?
I mean, it's a lot. Like, like, even, like, you got people that get even more recruited, like me, like Kaylin and stuff. But, like, me, I've had, like, probably, like, 30 text messages every day by different coaches. And, like, four or five coaches wanted to talk to me at night, like, the same time. So then you just had to, like, pick out who you wanted to talk to and who you wanted to call and stuff like that.
That must be really difficult, knowing that you're so sought after. How do you separate those that you know are truly interested in you versus those that are just trying to sell you something?
I mean, you can just tell, like a lot, most of the people who were going after me, you could tell, like, they really wanted me. Like, most of them, like, I was high on their board, and then you could tell, like, some, like, would talk to you every once in a while, like, after you get an offer, they would text you. And then they wouldn't say anything for a while. So you can just really tell who, like, really wants you and who's just kind of, like, there in case, like, something, like, you blow up all of a sudden and they'll jump on.
It sounds like, I don't know your family, your parents, but it sounds like that you've got great familial support, a great support from your from your school. I know Savannah Christian, and you really can't beat it. But how do you not get a big head from all of this attention from these college coaches?
I mean, I've never really got, like, that big of a head because, like, I got a bunch of my brother's been through it. He's just like, don't get all caught up in it. Like, there's no point. And, like, you can ask my parents and dad, like, the whole recruiting, it stresses you out. Like, it stresses you out a lot, and they saw me getting stressed out about it. So, like, the stress of it kind of, like, lowers you down a little bit. And then, like, you go up to, like, camps, and there's guys, like, going all over you and stuff. So, like, it's sometimes you get a big head, but then you get humbled all of a sudden.
And you're listening to the Coach in Makos. We're at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week. We're doing a live remote at the Chatham Orthopedic Associates' first annual coach seminar on the campus of Callaway Day School. Perfect segue now. Now that you've verbally committed to North Carolina State, what are your plans now for your senior season? What's your goals? I mean, you don't have to impress anybody. How does that turn the page for you now that you don't have to worry about that pressure of somebody hounding you to come to their school?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely different now. I can just go out there. I remember last year I'd always be like, someone's watching me every single snap, so I'd be all stressed out. But now it's just stress-free, and I'm playing for my brothers next to me. And there's nothing more I like to do than play for everyone around me and stuff like that. So I just want to – I mean, we're just trying to get better every day and get out there. We just want to go as far as we can go with our new coach, and everything's doing a great job out there.
Talk about your support system, Savannah Christian, your parents, you mentioned your brothers. How much did that help you, through the years?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a lot. I mean, Savannah Christian, they really support you. They help you with the grades. I mean, it's like, if you get in trouble, like, they help you through it. Like, if you're having hard times, they talk to you and everything. And then my parents are real big. They sent me to Savannah Christian, which was a blessing. And, like, they helped me through everything. And I can always call my brothers, and especially Ryan, because, like, he's been through it and everything and talked me through it. And then Ben's here, and so, like, if I need anything, I just talk to Ben face-to-face, so I don't have to call him.
All right, well, you know, Savannah Christian, you've gone through three coaches now, right? You're on your third coach.
Right.
You also got a new coach in North Carolina State now that you're going to have to work with. Tell us about the coaches that you've had come in contact with. Coach Chumley, last year Coach Bell, this year now you got Baker Woodward, your first-time head coach. What's that like?
I mean, it's definitely different because, you know, I came in high school saying, oh, I'm going to have Coach Chumley all 4 years, and that's it. But after my freshman sophomore year, he had to step back for personal reasons. And so then Coach Bell jumped in. He did a phenomenal job, went second round playoffs.
Kept the ship together.
Kept it going on, and he did a great job. And then now Woodward's coming in, and he's going to be a long-term thing, and everyone loves him a lot. He's hot. He's full of energy. He's crazy.
Yes, Baker is a go-getter. He's very hyped.
And he brought in.
He's lit. Yes, he's lit. He goes with the flow, as the kids say.
Yeah, he'll before practice, he'll be pushing you around, sprinting you to the end zone and stuff, getting you all hyped up. And then he also brought in a defense coordinator. Used to be at Country Day, Coach Walsh, Robert Walsh.
Yep.
And he's insane. He's a nut. He's insane.
So you're having a lot of fun with Coach Woodward.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because Coach Walls, every time before practice, he just, like, gets everyone hyped up, and it's just a fun practice now.
All right, well, we got to get out of here, and we got to start talking about the Chatham Orthopedic Associates seminar. One quick question. Football's over, and hopefully, you know, your brother, you know, tried out for the NFL with the Falcons. You get a shot at the NFL. What is Dylan McMahon going to do after when the college and the athletics are all over? What do you want to be?
Oh, well, I'm going to be majoring in engineering, so I want to start out with an engine, probably like civil or mechanical engineering, and get a basis of that for a couple of years, and then hopefully branch out to my own business.
Well, for being this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Dr. Bart Weatherington, you get a nice plaque letting us know for August 11th, 2018, Dylan McMahon from Savannah Christian Football is our Athlete of the Week. Keep it up, and it's been fun watching you grow. It's been fun watching your brothers, and it's going to be strange not having a McMahon around Savannah Christian Football. I know your brother only played 2 years, but still, yeah. When he went up to Darlington, I followed him, so I'm glad you stayed all 4 years, and good luck in your senior year.
Thank you.
Okay, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. We got to thank Dr. Bart Weatherington for this. It makes you mad. It drives you crazy. And like Melissa, she tries to pick up something and throw it across the room, but
I can't.
She can't. Well, you can go to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. You get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler, Georgia on Tuesdays and Thursdays. My voice just cracked. I think I'm going through puberty.
Yep.
At 114 Canal Street, 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. And once again, Dr. Bart Weatherington, if you listen, thank you for supporting this award since day one. Coming up next, we're supposed to have Travis Jordan from the Savannah Morning News, but Melissa and I could always freelance this, and we can go from there. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And that young man is going to shatter a lot of records, probably at NC State. I'm talking about our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete of the week, Dylan McMahon, just came on from Savannah Christian. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, and it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. That young man is going to have be moving life, I think, big time, just like his brother did at Florida State.
And you know what, Carl? What you can't see since we're on the radio is the smile on that kid's face when he talks football, especially when he was talking about Savannah Christian, talking about the new coaching staff. The smile on his face was ear to ear, and that just shows you the impact that coaches have on their players. And sometimes they might not even realize it, because you go out there and it's a grind day to day. And sometimes when you are able to finally sit back and reflect on your season or reflect on, you know, your career, that's when you realize the impact that these people have had on you. You know, I mean, how often do your kids not appreciate you until you get older? Right.
I agree with you.
It's the same thing. You sometimes don't understand things or appreciate things until you're able to truly reflect on what you're able to do.
His parents, 3.9 GPA.
You know, and that really...
Olivia and Michael McMahon. Good people, good family. Ben was the middle brother. He didn't go play college. He went to Georgia and then Texas A&M. And his brother, Ryan McMahon, played at Florida State.
Yeah, and, you know, it is a testament to the parents. When you have that upbringing and you have that academics that is stressed in the household, you know, being a child of two teachers, there was no option.
Right.
I was not going to practice. I was not going to my pitching lessons if my academics weren't solid. So I just made sure that was, like he said, he knew that you got all these coaches calling you, texting you, trying to recruit you.
Snapchat, Facebook, MySpace.
And he has the wherewithal to know, I can't talk to you till I'm done with my homework.
Till I'm done with homework. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, very much so.
All right, so we had, of course, we got to thank Dr. Spencer Wheeler. He came on right away at the start of game number two at 10:03. Then, of course, we had to jump right back into the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week with Dylan McMahon from Savannah Christian. We never went over the news or updates, and you can help me out and do this. You can teach me how to make this short and sweet. So let's start with the Braves. What do we need to know about the Braves from last night besides they won 10-1?
Right. Well, they beat the Brewers at the STP. Kevin Guzman looked amazing.
She loves acronyms and initials. STP is the SunTrust Park.
Yes, STP is the SunTrust Park.
Just like she likes to go to the HHI.
Head Island, yeah. So they've won 9 of their last 12 games, and that's big coming down the stretch. You know, we are in August, so pretty soon October will be right around the corner with postseason World Series talk. So hopefully the Braves can keep up on this streak.
And the Falcons did nothing last night. They lost to the Jets 17-0. They didn't get their first down till 10 seconds to go in the first half.
Eh, you know how I feel about preseason games. I'm not too worried about it. They did get shut out. It would have been nice if we could have seen some more offensive production. But I think the real story was Sam Darnold over on the other side wearing a green uniform for the Jets. Jets. He looked pretty good in his debut. So you got to be psyched about that.
I am
a Jets fan.
And, of course, we got to finish the season with Savannah Bananas on Tuesday night. They lost a heartbreaker, 3-0. They didn't have any bats.
Yeah, their season's over, but, you know, not too shabby of a season again. They weren't able to repeat as Coastal Plain League champs. But great year for them, sellouts every night. And so we look forward to them coming back next year.
110,000 fans came through the turnstiles at Grayson Stadium.
That's a lot.
I think the ghosts of Grayson Stadium are very happy.
Yes, very much so. PGA Tour.
Brian Harman is right now at the PGA Championship. He is tied for 75th at one over. He's still playing the second round because of the rain.
Yeah, and Gene Sowers, he's off this week, but he's still ranked 11th in the Charles Schwab Cup.
And our two Latino American Tour PGA golfers, Mark Silvers and Tim O'Neill, made a big splash at the Georgia Open last weekend.
Yeah, even though it was raining, but this one was in Richmond Hill, so
right.
it was
Ford
local,
Plantation.
So that was pretty good. O'Neill come close in contending at past Georgia Opens, but
he finally won one.
Yeah, finally. But and then Mark Silvers and
finished
Doug Hansel also in the mix.
Hansel, he's what, 55, 56?
I'm not sure, but I remember.
But he finished 28th. Not
yeah,
bad.
I remember covering him when I was at WTOC, so he's no stranger to the links.
Okay, local colleges, Savannah State and SCAD. Savannah State.
Yeah, the volleyball, they open on Monday. They'll kick off the volleyball season with the first official practice Monday in the gymnasium.
And the football team is right now finishing their Saturday morning practice at T.A. Wright Stadium. Next week we have a 1 p.m. scrimmage. They had four players named to the All-MEAC team, but this one guy is special to me. He's an Ashley Deering Award winner.
Paris Baker, yeah.
Paris Baker from Jenkins High School, entering his senior year, 13. SCAD Women's Soccer.
They're selected to finish fifth in their league. And
hey, you're doing good. You're hanging out with me.
Yeah, in the Sun Conference. So that's exciting. They were 9-1 last year. Hopefully they can improve upon that and do better. University of South Carolina Beaufort got picked to finish 9th.
Okay, and we'll come back to this next one. We'll come back to UGA in a couple minutes. But Georgia Southern has their Fan Fest. It starts today at 12 o'clock, football scrimmage at 5:30. Georgia Tech has theirs, starts at 3 o'clock up in Bobby Dowd Stadium. High school football kicks off Friday night, and we'll have our first ESPN Savannah High School football game of the week, fueled by M-Market Jenkins at New Hampstead.
And the pregame starts at 6 p.m., so we are in full-on football mode, and we are right here live on remote at Calvary Day School for the Chatham Orthopedic Associates Coaches Clinic. The Coaches Clinic goes on for
about another 15 minutes as far as speakers. They're going to have an open forum from 11 o'clock on. Anybody has any questions? And then they'll wrap it up here, hopefully about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, you could still come out and talk to some of these doctors. I mean, you've got Dr. Spencer Wheeler, who pretty much knows every athlete here
in Savannah.
In the Savannah area. So come out, ask some questions, learn about some injury prevention, and, you know,
get some information. Be informed.
Be informed.
Chatham
educated.
The Chatham County Volleyball Open is being held at Islands right now. They have like 6 or 8 teams over there. Start of volleyball season. April 25th, live remote at Daffin Park for the Saucony.
April?
Sorry.
August.
Started with an A. August 25th.
Oh, okay, you scared me for a second.
August 25th. I have a brief of 80. I have an A here with 25 on it. So the Saucony Savannah Arts Academy Cross Country Kickoff Classic. August 25th at Daffin Park, live remote. Come out there and say hi. And this one's near and dear to us. We'll be doing a live remote on September 8th.
From Orleans Square, it's a Tunnel to Towers run, and this is where it benefits victims of 9/11, and it's the Tunnel to Towers. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're going to be live. I'll jump in after I get done with running.
I'll hold the fort down. She comes back like she does every year. This is how it all started.
Yes.
She would run her race. She'd come back to the table where I was doing my live remote with her red bandana on, all sweaty but exhausted, but she finished the 5K, and it's such a motivating or emotional 5K.
It's
when you run
emotional.
Past those 343 pictures,
yeah,
it's got to be gut wrenching.
Yeah, the pictures are of the firefighters that lost their lives on 9/11 in the towers when they collapse, and it is. And they've got little Boy Scouts and little Brownies and Girl Scouts that are holding American flags and holding the pictures, and it really is very, very emotional.
Maybe while you're running, we could figuring out how you do it on Facebook Live while you're running.
Maybe if I got a GoPro or something. But
I think we could find one. I got a couple of friends that have a GoPro. Maybe they'll let us borrow it.
Yeah, and I could always Facebook Live it because I don't run for time.
No, that's not an event for time.
No, and none of the events I run, I do for time. I just get out there and do it. I don't run. I jog. But that is definitely something that we can do Facebook Live.
All right, we got to do this. Well, we got 1 minute. We got to get out of here so we have time to end the show. UGA gets California's Demetrius Robinson, Savannah Christian standout, Ashley Daring Award winner. He's coming home. He's eligible to play this year for the Dogs.
Yeah, I was glad that he was determined to be eligible. And Kirby Smart's happy about that, too, because didn't Kirby recruit him to go play at Alabama?
From what I understand, Kirby Smart lived in the kid's house. That's how bad Alabama wanted wanted Demetrius Robinson. And then he had that big ceremony up in Atlanta where he chose California. But, I guess Georgia is near and dear to his heart because his family's here in Savannah and his brother's playing, or his brother or cousin, I think it's a cousin, playing over at Islands High School, Michael Robinson. So he's home.
What a tremendous feather in the cap for Bulldog Nation, because this kid is electric on the gridiron, and at wide receiver position, they need some offense.
So, well, that's the wrap-up with scores and notes that we missed to start the second hour. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be doing a lot of high school updates, football updates next week. And we'll be back with the last segment of the show, Three Out the Door with the Coach and Makos, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 in Hilton Head.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And it's the Coach and Makos live remote at Calvary Day School. We're right in front of the Calvary Baptist Temple for the Chatham Orthopedic Associates' first ever coaches seminar. Great seminar going on. It'll go on to about 11:30, 12. The speakers are almost done, but a great experience and a lot of fun. And this is where we take three out the door. Yes, this is the end of the show, Melissa. I feel like we just started.
I know. It's a good show. I like these live remotes.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, interactive.
We won't be here next weekend, but the following weekend you'll be out of town, so I'll be doing a live remote at Daffin Park for the Saucony Savannah Arts Academy kickoff, cross-country kickoff classic. Come out. There'll be over 400 runs from around the state. But anyway, three out the door in honor of the start of football. My first to you is, then you can throw it back to me. Favorite football movie, number one ever.
It's corny. I really like Varsity Blues. And I think I like Varsity Blues because there's a Florida State connection. It seems pretty authentic, and I like the fact that they have a pig.
Yes. That would be one of my favorites. But the original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds is my favorite football movie.
I do enjoy that one, too.
There's so many good ones. So, all right, number two now.
Favorite football
food. At a football game or a football party, what is your favorite football food? Tailgate party. And you've done a lot of tailgate parties.
I have, yes. I don't know what that says about me. I like nachos.
Okay.
Nachos. If I'm
throw a little chicken on it?
Yeah, if I'm going to go watch a football game, like, at Coach's Corner or
Well, let's give
like
them
that.
A plug. They are a sponsor.
Yes, Coach's Corner.
Dirty Bird Nachos.
They got some great nachos, so I got to go with nachos.
I know. I'm going to throw you. Yeah, I like a good brat off the grill.
I do like brats, too.
With coleslaw.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So,
okay,
yep,
all right.
That's my favorite tailgate. Football tailgate food is a good brat with a little coleslaw on top and a nice potato bun.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So am I getting you hungry?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
we got time for one more. Favorite or most the greatest football experience you ever had at a football game?
Super Bowl 39. Patriots beat the Eagles. Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville. Best experience ever because I got to cover it for WCTV, the TV station that I was working for in Tallahassee. And I was in there, the whole football Super Bowl experience. I was in Jacksonville for a week, and I was able to do post-game interviews and all sorts of stuff, and it was amazing.
We got to talk about your TV experience and the greatest moments, players you've met, and strangest stories you met.
Yes.
Mine's got to be, and I'm going back to when I was 10 years old, 1969. When nobody thought they could do it, when the New York Jets beat the Baltimore Colts, and Broadway Joe, with his white shoes, predicted the win.
Yes.
So, all right, well, we're going to go into high school football next week. Remember, next Friday night, first ESPN high school football game day, game of the week, and that'll be fueled by Endmarker. We have the game day show and then the kickoff. And once again, it flew right by. Keep in mind, following Cody. Can't forget about Cody in the back room.
Cody,
you owe him a foot rub.
Markel does.
All right. on ESPN Savannah today, we got the Braves at 7:10, the Braves tomorrow at 1:10, and Sunday Night Baseball, National Cubs. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, you can listen to Coach Makos. Whatever you may be doing this weekend, enjoy it. But remember, until next week, may be the greatest week ever, and always
hit it out of the park.
We'll talk to you next week. Go get him, Cody.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.